Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today, over the phone, we are joined by Rochelle Rutherford, author of Chasing the Impossible, leader of Kids on the Move, Miss World America, Miss World America Fitness. Rochelle, what haven't you done? Pleasure to have you on the show. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you, Aiden. It's so great to be here with you.
And we're here to talk about Kids on the Move, a charity aimed at helping children. Rochelle, let's open up. Can you just give us a brief description of what Kids on the Move is?
Yes, I'm happy to. Kids on the Move is based in Orem, Utah, and we provide support, resources, therapy for children with special needs and their families. We've been around for 40 years, and we were actually started by two moms. We're a nonprofit, and we serve all throughout Utah County and all up and down the Wasatch Front for services with our autism center. And any type of disability that a child might have, it could be any kind of delay. It could be a child that was in the NICU that was a preemie baby. Maybe they're having challenges with allergies, or they had a feeding tube and they need to learn how to properly drink and eat. And it could be from delays in crawling, walking, talking, or possibly even missing a limb or a very significant disability that they're born with.
And with an organization like Kids on the Move, you know, you're going to see a lot of really inspiring acts. Are there any that stand out in your mind as very inspiring to you?
You know, at Kids on the Move, we support over 3,200 children every single year. That's 3,200 families. And the needs are great for families. And if you think about some of the needs that are unique to a family that has a child with special needs, they have high medical costs, they have specialized education that they need, they may need private therapies, they might have to do a home modification, they have reduced income because typically one parent needs to care for that child full time, and they need to also do long-term care and planning. And so those are some of the challenges that a family has. But there's one of the programs that we have that is solely off of donations, and that is our respite program. And that happens on a Friday or Saturday night. That's supported all by donations and volunteers in our community. And we have over 3,000 volunteers that come every single year to help Kids on the Move. And these volunteers will come and spend one-on-one time with the child, and their parents can take a much needed break. Take a much needed break where they can just rest and rejuvenate and have just some time, whether it's to go on a date or have some downtime. And one particular family, if you can imagine, they have three boys. And so imagine if all three of your children had disabilities. And one of the boys has significant seizures. He is nonverbal, so he doesn't speak. And he wasn't able to walk until he was about five or six. And then the other two boys have autism. And so one of the things that is really special is every single time they come to our respite program, they ask to have a picture taken with the volunteers that were assigned to their children. And they call them their volunteer angels. And they really have just been a blessing, a very special blessing in this family's life. They've been coming for 7 years.
And that's just an incredible story of how much of an impact you guys really have on the community. I mean, you're doing incredible things out there. And that's why I love spotlighting organizations like Kids on the Move. Now, you talked about it a bit with the respite program, but what are some other ways that volunteer or donor support can impact these families?
Yes. One of the things that families need and support, especially this time of year with the holiday season, is we actually provide Christmas for a lot of families here at Kids on the Move. And typically we try to support about 25 to 30 families. Again, that's a small percentage of, you know, the 3,000 families that we support, but we have employees that actually submit information on families that have the greatest need. We have over 250 employees. And as they work with these families, they really see what the needs are for families. And they will share what those needs are. And we have people in the community who actually sponsor these families. And so a small family could be maybe one or two children, a larger family. One family in particular was up to 10 children. So a larger family, we would consider about 5 to 10 children. And we have wonderful sponsors that sponsor a family from anywhere from $500 to $2,500 to provide Christmas for our families. And the one thing that's unique about Kids on the Move is these sponsors actually purchase the gifts. They purchase the gifts, they wrap the gifts, and they actually bring the gifts to our families. And that's a very special and unique experience for a sponsor to actually have that interaction with the family and create this really special Christmas or Thanksgiving for these families. And when they do that, we've found what's been really inspiring is relationships are formed. One of the wonderful things is when friendships are formed. And we've had some families where they've continued on those friendships and those relationships with families for years to come, or may even continue to offer some long-term support for those families. And I think that's just beautiful when the giver and the receiver both benefit. And I think that that's truly what the holiday season is about giving and serving each other and being recipients as well of that service.
Yeah, and I couldn't agree with you more. And something that really stands out about Kids on the Move is the fact that it is such a hands-on experience. You see some organizations, they're still doing good in the community, but they do take a bit of a hands-off approach. But this, you're getting in with the community, getting to know these families, and you're interacting with them. And I think that's just powerful what you guys are accomplishing. Now, let's take a second to talk about your book, Chasing the Impossible. What's kind of the story behind this book?
Yeah, and the story behind this book is, you know, I've been the CEO here at Kids on the Move for just over 4 years, but I've been connected to the organization for over 10 years. I first started interacting with Kids on the Move as a board member, and I just saw the tremendous need that Kids on the Move had, and also the growth and the need in the community. And so one of the things that we are really focused on is we need to build an additional facility. We need to build a campus that will support the ever-growing families and the needs that these children have. And so we have an initiative, it's called Hope in Motion, and that's to build a new facility, 175,000 square foot facility on 25 acres of land here in Utah. It will be a first of its kind in the nation. It will be a lighthouse to the nation of how to support children with disabilities and their families, which the families are a very important part of that support system that we need to have for these children. And so in considering how I'm going to do that, get that message out on a national level, that is how Chasing the Impossible came about. And it's a beautiful story of entrepreneurship. It's a beautiful story of the founders. I've interviewed over 23 families, and I share about their journey, what it's like to raise a child with a disability and delay, as well as what the wonderful things are that these children bring into these families' lives and into the community when we support them and we love them. And the stories are powerful, and embedded in those pages in that book are QR codes where we have 11 videos where it gives you a very intimate experience with these families, having them share in their own words how we've impacted their organization, but not only that, how their child has impacted their life, and also some of the really real and raw challenges that these families have. And it is a powerful book about how we can all get more connected and be involved in our community.
Now, Rochelle, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Yes, I would love it if you could help us in their sponsoring a family or giving to Kids on the Move. You can go to kotm.org and select on give. That's one way that you can give. You can also email volunteer@kotm.org and inquire about potentially being a sponsor this year or another year, maybe for next year. And when you go to the KOTM website, you also have not only the opportunity to give, but at the bottom of the page, it says donate supplies, and you can select a program where you could donate supplies to Kids on the Move. And we would just greatly appreciate your help. And thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you, Rochelle, for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. Again, that was Rochelle Rutherford, author of Chasing the Impossible and leader of Kids on the Move. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.